Refugee, Disc 7.
Isabel, Miami Beach, Florida, 1994. 5 days from home. Here, in this boat that had been her home for 4 days and four nights, Isabel's little brother was born. Not right away. First had come her mother's frantic pushing, pushing, pushing to bring the baby into the world, while the rest of them paddled, paddled, paddled. All but Señora Castillo, who sat on the bench next to Mommy, holding her hand and talking her through it. Behind them, the Coast Guard had finished picking up Isabel's grandfather and was headed their way, lights flashing. Their little blue boat was close to the shore. The waves around them were breaking with white caps. Isabel could see people dancing on the beach. But they weren't close enough. Weren't going to make it. That's when Mommy's cries had mixed with Amara's yell to, "Swim for it!" And Luis and Amara hopped over the side, half swimming, half tumbling toward shore.
"No, wait!"
Isabel cried. Her mother couldn't swim for the beach. Not like this. They had to paddle in or her mother would never make it to the U.S. Isabel and Papi and Señor Castillo rowed as hard as they could. But the Coast Guard ship was faster. It was going to catch them.
"Go,"
Isabel's mother told her husband between pants.
"If you're caught, they'll send you back."
"No,"
Papi said.
"Go,"
Mommy said again.
"If I'm caught, they'll just send me back to Cuba. Go and take Isabel. You can send money like you always planned."
"No,"
Isabel cried, and amazingly, her father agreed.
"Never,"
he insisted.
"I need you, Teresa. You and Isabel and little Mariano."
Isabel's mother sobbed at the name, and tears sprang to Isabel's eyes, too. Like the boat, they had never settled on a name for the baby. Not until now. Naming the baby after Lito was the perfect way to remember him, no matter where they were.
"But they'll send us back,"
Mommy sobbed.
"Then we'll go back," Papi said. "Together."
He put his forehead to his wife's temple and held her hand, taking Señora Castillo's place as Mommy made her last push. The Coast Guard ship bounced in the waves. It was almost on top of them.
"It's time," Señor Castillo said. "We have to swim for it. Now!"
"No, please,"
Isabel begged, paddling helplessly against the tide, tears running down her face. They were so close. But Señor Castillo was already helping his wife over the side into the water. They were abandoning ship. Isabel's mother cried out louder than before, but Papi was with her. He would take care of her. All that mattered now was rowing, rowing as hard as Isabel could. She was her mother's last hope.
Take Isabel with you,"
she heard her mother say between pushes. But Isabel wasn't worried. She knew her father wouldn't listen, that he would never leave. Neither of them would. They were a family. They would be together, forever. But then suddenly arms were picking her up, lifting her over the side.
"Say goodbye to Fidel,"
Señor Castillo said. He was the one Mommy had been talking to. He had come back. And he was the one lifting Isabel out of the boat and into the water.
"No, no,"
Isabel cried.
"You saved my life once. Now let me save yours,"
Señor Castillo told her. Isabel didn't listen. She kicked and screamed, trying to get free. She didn't want to go to the States if it meant leaving her parents, her family, behind. But Señor Castillo was too strong. He tossed her in the water, and she sank under the waves in a tangle of arms and legs and bubbles before quickly hitting bottom.